Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome. This is That's the Bottom Line with your hosts, Todd Hickman and Gene Valerani. We welcome our News Talk 560 AM KLVI streaming radio listeners at KLVI.com and at SaveMyRetirement.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Todd Hickman.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Gene Valerani.
Gene and I are both registered financial consultants with Asset Growth Associates, located here in our Beaumont, Texas offices. Biden's unhinged socialist banking nominee wants oil, coal, and gas industries to go bankrupt.
I know. That's amazing, isn't it? Unbelievable. So you're right on that one, Todd. I can't wait to hear your report. Also among our topics, we're learning of treachery against the January 6th Americans still being held in deplorable unconstitutional confinement in D.C. and how now Texas alone defends the U.S. southern border. Plus, we're going to share more of what can be expected in economics, politics, asset protection plans, and more financial news and commentary on today's edition of That's the Bottom Line. With Todd Hickman and again, yours truly, Gene Valerani.
When we're not on the radio, we're busy at our company, Asset Growth Associates. Asset Growth Associates offers professional tax advisory, preparation, and financial planning services for business and individuals. Give us a call at our Beaumont, Texas office at 409-840-6900. You can also reach us at our Houston office at 713-623-1287. Or in our Dallas, Texas office at 214-227-7736. Or one number to rule them all. Call us toll-free, 1-866-728-3697. Easy way to remember that is 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. Remember, as always, you can visit our website at SaveMyRetirement.com. While you're there at our website, you can sign up for a free newsletter. Please visit us at SaveMyRetirement.com.
Today's dirty little secret now knows for certain it was Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump, involved in Russian collusion. Imagine that.
No.
Well, we knew it all along, Todd, but now it's coming out everywhere else, I guess. And today's solution segment is all about time and not losing it when it comes to retaining and growing a nest egg and outsmarting time itself to do so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, two events reveal the treachery occurring in the United States, the border crisis and the treatment of the January 6th Americans being held in Washington, D.C. Now, listen up. This is important. Texas remains at odds with the federal government this morning with regards to trying to stem the flow of illegals crossing the border into Texas from Mexico. Texas arrests those illegals that they catch and they put them on trespassing charges and are filling up jails in South Texas at the moment. And Governor Abbott has called the new effort Operation Lone Star. Well, over 1,000 illegals per month are being arrested on misdemeanor trespassing charges and being held in jails for weeks and even months waiting for their cases to be processed. Eventually, the illegals are released but are being treated well compared to those incarcerated in Washington, D.C., the American people that participated in that stirred-up protest back on January the 6th. Yet, the traitorous liberal news media is complaining about Governor Abbott enforcing Texas's trespassing laws at the state level, but has nothing to say as to how Biden is treating Americans being held in Washington, D.C. Eventually, after either paying fines or being released, the illegals are then able to receive free transportation to other parts of the country. But there's little Biden and the cronies can legally do from the federal level to stop Texas from detaining the illegals. At the federal level, the Biden crime family welcomes criminal aliens with open arms while keeping American citizens who participated in the January 6th Washington, D.C. protest locked up without bail indefinitely. And the Americans, the Democrats, have locked up for supporting former President Trump remain jailed without bail. Then neither can they not receive visitors. They're not allowed to have visitors, not even for members of their own families. They are denied being allowed to participate in religious services, allegedly being denied medical attention, and even they're being denied they can't be allowed to be able to shave or receive haircuts. That's unconstitutional. Those January 6th Americans arrested and being held by the federal government are reportedly also being held in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions. Yes, Biden and the Democrat-controlled U.S. Justice Department are lavishing luxury on illegal aliens while denying Americans who protested back in January for, you know, they were protesting, they want their constitutional rights. So any American caught up in the chaos of January 6th are receiving unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment at the hand of the Biden administration. Man, listen, this is important too. Another travesty. While those who burned down American cities last summer in support of Biden and the Democrats, while they all got off scot-free, as do the illegals, except for those illegals being detained here in Texas temporarily on misdemeanor trespassing charges. Yes, it's that bad and that unfair, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat politicians in league with the communist insurgency against the United States are racing against the clock to try and destroy the country and our entire justice system before the reckoning of next year's off-year elections. As for the Republicans in Congress and the Senate, except for a few, most say very little, and they need to fight harder as far as I'm concerned. But this seems to be where we are this morning, Todd. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
It seems all the prosecutions that we're seeing in today's media seem to be politically motivated.
Everything.
You got this Rittenhouse prosecution going on right now. You know, I just don't understand that how that even happens.
Self-defense. The law says you're allowed to defend yourself, and that's exactly what that kid was doing when these people were attacking him while they were rioting in that city up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just, you know, regardless of your sentiment on whether you think the kid should have been there to begin with or not, or any other things surrounding that situation, an individual has a right to defend themselves and use deadly force whenever their lives are at stake.
Yes.
That's just the way that it's supposed to work.
Well, the next several weeks, we'll have the Democrats and the news media working in tandem on another attempt to damage the Trump legacy. They're still at it. Ladies and gentlemen, congressional Democrats are preparing to make another run at former President Donald Trump by holding hearings on the January 6th pro-Trump events that led to protesters storming the Capitol building in D.C. Subpoenas are going out to many former Trump administration officials seeking to sling new arrows against Mr. Trump, General Michael Flynn, and others in his administration. What the Democrats are hoping to do is to try and blame the chaos in the Capitol on Trump and somehow do harm to his possible plan for another presidential run, and then attempt to use the publicity to help Democrats continue to deceive the American voters.
I just don't know
what the world's going crazy, Todd. The world is going crazy.
Just not real quite sure where we go from here. You know, we hope that the market is going to continue to go up. We hope that everyone's going to be safe and secure in their retirements. But it just seems like this administration is just, all the news doesn't focus. You know, they focus on all these political events, and they don't focus on the fact that there is a concerted effort to destroy this economy. It just blows my mind. I don't understand how the news media goes all in on this. I don't understand
it. I don't either, Todd. I can't figure it out. You're absolutely right. They've just turned on freedom and liberty in the United States.
What do they hope to gain by it?
That's the question. What do they hope to gain except the favor of the Democrat Party?
So I don't understand it.
Well, I guess they're afraid of the Democrats.
You have inflation at 10%, and you have a news media campaigning for $4 trillion more in spending. I mean, do they not understand that more money, that it causes everything to cost more?
I don't think they understand, Todd. I really don't. They have no idea.
Are they that stupid? Do they just read the stories that are written for them, don't think?
That's right. Yeah, pretty much so. There's no investigative journalism, and there's no journalism that really scrutinizes the government.
Except if you're Project Veritas, then your house gets raided.
That's right. Yeah.
So 60 Minutes used to do the hidden camera stuff.
Oh, how dare you compare Project Veritas to 60 Minutes, Dan Rather? How dare you? That's outrageous.
All right, I'm Todd Hickman along with Gene Ballarini, and we get back. We're going to cover this story about Biden's nomination that wants to kill every sort of energy industry in the United States. This is just the dump. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman along with Gene Ballarini. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend where we try to bring you the latest and greatest financial news and political commentary. If you haven't filed your income taxes yet, or if you haven't filed in a few years, or if you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, don't call an unknown 800 number. Instead, personally meet with us to review your IRS problems, and if you want to pay the IRS nothing or less than you owe, we can hopefully set up a fresh start agreement with the IRS. We can help. You can give us a call here locally, 409-840-6900, or you can give us a call toll-free, 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. So Biden's unhinged socialist banking nominee wants oil, coal, and the gas industries to, this is a quote, go bankrupt. President Biden's Marxist nominee for comptroller of the currency, who said she wants to end banking as we know it, has just said the quiet part out loud again. Top banking pick Salih Umarov, who was born and educated in the USSR, earned the Lenin Award, and has refused to turn over her thesis, Karl Marx's economic analysis and the theory of revolution in the capital, now wants to put millions of Americans in the energy sector out of a job, along with all the people in the health sector who know science and don't want to take the shot. In comments from March, which have resurfaced this week in a viral video, Comrade Umarov touted the need for a National Investment Authority, the NIA, which would facilitate sustainable, and socially inclusive infrastructure growth, whatever the heck that means, especially when a systemic crisis requires a congressional bailout. Quote, the NIA will be able to negotiate equity stakes in private enterprise that receives that public aid and be part of the systemic bailout or be part of it, for example, individualized restructuring help, she said, adding, for example, for certain troubled industries and firms that are transitioning, Moose and Squirrel. Here's what I'm thinking about is primarily the coal industry, oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change.
The planned destruction of the United States economy so that they can move this country away from the free enterprise system and make it a communist socialist agenda.
This unhinged idiot that the Biden administration, President Biden, has nominated wants millions of Americans who work in the energy industry to go bankrupt.
That doesn't sound good for Texas, does it?
You know, it never, you know, I'm always thinking back to the time that Hillary Clinton came in to Mid-County here and was campaigning, and all those people yelling, yay, kill my job, kill my job, yay, kill my job. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Biden's definition of build back better, and you're not part of it if you live in Southeast Texas and work in the energy industry. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen.
As most of us should know by now, the U.S. Justice Department is attempting to make it easier for Democrats to be able to control the outcome of future elections and to come out in their favor. Since constitutionally each state controls its own election system, the Biden Justice Department had Attorney General Merrick Garland sue states like Texas for recently passing legislation designed to help prevent voter fraud and better protect the integrity and legitimacy of election outcomes. Democrats, for lack of a better way to put it, want more lenient voting laws, which risk making it easier to vote by doing away with photo IDs, addresses, you know, where you live, etc., this way to better control election outcomes in their favor. For any election to be fair, it has to have some rules. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has told Attorney General Merrick Garland that Texas election law is legal, so bring it on. So now we are at odds with the federal government, and these are the early signs of the breakup of the United States.
Are we at odds with the federal government, or is the federal government at odds
with us? Well, the federal government is at odds with us. We want to retain freedom and liberty, and they're trying to install socialism and communism.
That pesky Constitution.
That pesky Constitution.
It's only a contract. It's a living and breathing document. Therefore, they get to redefine it. I wonder how everyone would feel if your mortgage company came to you when the last day that you paid your final payment on your mortgage contract, and they said, oh, your mortgage contract is a breathing and living document. Therefore, even though you think contractually you paid off your debt completely, we see it differently. Continue to pay your payments, or we're going to repossess your house.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So much for living, breathing documents that are easily changed. President Biden's so-called victory lap over lower unemployment figures last week has been dealt a serious setback this week with breaking news that the U.S. inflation rate has now increased to a 30-year high. A lot of Americans have now begun joining in the chorus of "Let's go, Brandon," with another report announcing that the cost of fuel oil, for example, has increased a whopping 59.1% thus far this year.
In blue states?
Everywhere. And it's not even winter yet. And energy costs overall, such as natural gas and automobile fuel, has risen 30% in the past 12 months. And the overall consumer price index itself is up 6.2% from a year ago. But wait, there's even more bad news when it comes to this stuff that's, you know, what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, this is a work in progress on the part of the federal government, literally designed to bring down the U.S. middle class. Make no mistake about it. That's what they're trying to do. A plot, if you will, to lower the U.S. standard of living and convert our economy to either socialism or communism. That's what they're doing.
Well, in light of all of the inflation, the IRS has announced higher federal income tax brackets and standard deductions for 2022. Consumer price index surged by 6.2% in October. 6.2% in October compared to the previous year. The biggest jump in more than three decades. The price hike continues. As the price hike continues, rather, the IRS has boosted income thresholds for each bracket, applying to tax year 2022 for returns filed in 2023. That means your standard deductions, ladies and gentlemen, are going up because the IRS cares. Care about you. They care.
Higher taxes.
Higher
prices, right?
But they're going to give you a break. They're going to let you, the standard deduction is going to go from $24,000 to $25,900 and $12,950 for single filers. So that's good. Even though money's worth less than it was before. Always good when the government does a stimulus and they give you $2,900 stimulus. You got your stimulus check. I'm walking around money. But then when you take a look back and see how much inflation went up, and inflation actually went up more than the stimulus check offset. So the bottom line is simple math doesn't work on most people, especially politicians. But that shiny check, that see what I did for you check from the politicians, that seems to work on a lot of goofy people.
Well, they don't even do that anymore, Todd.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They just tell you that you're evil and you need to pay more.
Right.
All right. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman along with Gene Valerani. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend. But right now, we want to tell you that you need to find out what a risk number can do for you. Visit whatismyrisknumber.com. While you're there, you will find out more information. If you click the link on the front page, a quick five-minute process will give you your risk number for free. Visit whatismyrisknumber.com now to take control of your investments and make them do what you want them to do with a very high degree of certainty. That's whatismyrisknumber.com.
As it turns out, and as we reported months ago and initially suspected, those accusations charging former President Trump with Russian collusion during his 2016 campaign were all lies spread by operatives working with the Hillary Clinton campaign.
You don't say.
No, I am saying it, Todd. Now, let me make it simple to understand. Yes, there was collusion with Russia in 2016, but it was between Hillary Clinton's campaign and Russians, but had absolutely nothing to do with former President Trump. You may recall the untrue and very lurid stories of the bedwetting prostitutes and tales of collusion between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russian Premier Vladimir Putin. Well, now we know for certain it was all made up and promulgated by Clinton operatives. It's all finally coming out with those recent announcements of new indictments coming to light from the ongoing investigation of Special Prosecutor John Durham as to whether or not there was collusion between Trump and Putin. Well, it's now revealing that the only collusion that happened was instigated by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the congressional and Senate Democrats. People like Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and of course, his Chinese communist spy girlfriend, Fang Fang, who sounds like a character right out of a James Bond movie. You know, we don't want to forget her.
Oh,
we're going to be
hearing
more about Fang Fang in the future.
I'd like to forget her.
Okay, so before I digress too much, Todd, we always knew we could not trust the Clintons and very few Democrat politicians or, of course, most of the crooked news media, but we never knew how crooked and deceitful they were, both the Clintons and the news media. The news media still is. When it's all said and done, it will be another object lesson of the never-ending infidelity of elected Democrats and their news media acolytes. There was a time in this country when a scandal like this would have ended careers. But don't expect anything other than a few criminal political operatives maybe getting their hands slapped for deceiving the American voters. We have to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. We really better wake up. The Democrats and their communist handlers intend to deceive you and to convert you into becoming a pro-communist sympathizer. But be forewarned, there's nothing in it for you other than losing your freedom and then you and your family eventually being held in bondage for the rest of your life along with no future for your children and grandchildren. They say a word to the wise is sufficient, but there may not be enough informed Americans to understand what the Democrats are planning and how they're being led around by their collective noses by communist sympathizers embedded in the Biden administration with the single goal of turning the United States into a nation of have-nots totally dependent on what handouts their political masters will give them. As has so often been said and is so absolutely true, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. To think the communists have made such inroads into the federal government is frightening and needs to be stopped before it's too late and we become a captive people who will have destroyed, leaving a legacy of freedom and justice to our children and grandchildren. We cannot allow anything like this to ever happen. So I hope our listeners out there agree with me, Todd. I hope we can all do something about this one of these days. I'm really worried. We've got to nip this in the bud before they get too strong because they're really working at it.
We're battered spouses.
But, hey, that's a good analogy. The American people right now are battered spouses. Interesting.
In another story, the goal of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's refi programs, this is in regards to new mortgage refinance programs, both from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, are expanding to reach more homeowners. What could possibly borrowers whose earnings are not above their area's median income will generally be eligible if they can meet some other requirements. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 2.78%. According to real estate site Zillow, after paying roughly 4.25% interest on an existing home loan, refinancing at 3.25% with limited closing costs is going to save someone $200 a month. $200 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but over a year it is. Right, you almost might be able to afford groceries. These changes launched in June by Fannie Mae. The program recently increased the income limit for qualifying and loosened some other requirements, making it easier for borrowers to participate. Freddie Mac is also offering a similar initiative called Refi Possible. Fannie and Freddie are government-sponsored and publicly traded enterprises that buy and sell mortgages. Yes, we're all familiar with those guys. With mortgage rates remain modest. The average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage is 2.78%. In 2018, the average was 4.54%. And in 2008, it was 6.3%. But there's an easy way to refinance your home and pull out equity. Can't do that, but if you're buying a new home, hey, you know, you could probably get a good rate if you have good credit.
Well, for those of you out there concerned about keeping pace with inflation and not being subject to losses caused by a downturn on Wall Street, we want you to know that at Asset Growth Associates, we have plans which do not lose value during a market downturn. And when gains are added to your account, they become part of the protected principal and remain immune from loss caused by a downturn on Wall Street, protecting a nest egg from the current threat middle-class Americans are facing these days from the tax and spend Democrats is possible, and it makes good sense. As we age and get closer to retirement, financial security is a must and certainly has to be able to keep pace with inflation. At Asset Growth Associates, we have plans designed for both growth and protection from loss. To learn more, visit SaveMyRetirement.com or call us at 1-866-728-3697 to schedule a no-obligation sit-down interview. Right, Todd?
That's right. Give us a call. 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. Local to Beaumont, 409-840-6900. And we'll be happy to set up a time to meet with you. If you prefer to schedule something online via our website, you can schedule an appointment there at SaveMyRetirement.com. Click on Meet Our Team. And if our pictures don't scare you off, you can schedule at the links to schedule a time to come in. We can have a sit-down, or if you prefer, due to COVID, we can meet with you in a Zoom call. So we'd love to talk to you. We found here recently many folks are deciding not to take the COVID shot at their job, and they're being dismissed by their employers. What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, regardless of that, if you want to talk with someone and find out what your options are, especially if you want to protect your retirement, this is the time to give us a call. 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT, local to Beaumont, 409-840-6900. All right, when we get back, we're going to have today's solution. I'm Todd Hickman, along with Gene Valerani. You're listening to That's the Bottom Line on News Talk 560. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman, along with Gene Valerani. We appreciate your listening. Before we get to today's solution, if you own a business or real estate with a large amount of gain and are not selling your property or business because of capital gains, or you cannot find suitable qualified 1031 property exchanges, or you just want to turn your highly appreciated asset into cash, then you may want to consider a deferred sales trust. A deferred sales trust can be used with any kind of entity like LLCs, S or C election corps, as well as individuals who own real estate, rental properties, vacation homes, commercial properties, hotels, land, industrial complexes, retail developments, and raw land, just to name a few. Visit SaveMyRetirement.com and click on the Capital Gains Tax Solution link on the front page menu. That's SaveMyRetirement.com.
Write this number down, 1-866-728-3697. That's the toll-free number to one of our offices in Texas, 1-866-728-3697, or log on to SaveMyRetirement.com. Either by phone or computer, people interested in building or protecting a nest egg, and to keep that nest egg safe, will be pleased once they visit with us at Asset Growth Associates. Ladies and gentlemen, investors never know when a downturn in the stock market will occur. I'm not talking about those down a few points one day and then up again the next. I'm talking about the big ones, which come along from time to time and wipe out years of accumulation. As I've told you time and time again, when it comes to setting funds aside for the future, it's really all about time. By time, I not only mean we have less time as we grow older, but also enough time to make up losses after a big downturn, too. Clients with money in one of the principal protection accounts we offer never have to worry about losing money caused by a stock market decline or crash, because these accounts do what is called principal protection. And any and all money in these plans, including the earnings, are never lost due to a market crash. It's a good way to earn market returns without the risk of loss caused by a downturn. We know the Biden administration is flooding the country with illegals, and we know some of those illegals are probably fanatical Muslim terrorists coming here to kill Americans. Now, whether the next downturn comes from a terrorist attack or economic shock or a political bombshell, we all know sooner or later we will experience another big downturn or another or enough little ones day to day to have losses which can impact our financial security one way or another, depending, of course, on where we will be in time when it happens and if we have enough time left to recover losses. And this is why we offer principal protection accounts in our work at Asset Growth Associates with offices in Dallas, Houston, and Beaumont, Texas. We provide our clients with more than one way to preserve earnings, either by methods of direct market participation or indirectly through principal protection. We use a computer program called Riskalyze, which measures a portfolio based on how each client answers a few questions and then displays the computer-driven potential loss or gains with a high probability of accuracy. Would you like to know what your risk number is based on your current portfolio? Simply log on to whatismyrisknumber.com and answer a few questions. Then call us at Asset Growth Associates by dialing toll-free 1-866-728-3697. Schedule a time to visit with us at one of our locations near where you live. You also can learn more about us by logging on to SaveMyRetirement.com. It can take years to build a nest egg, but only one bad day to wipe out years of savings. It's all about time, and we can remove the downtime in anyone's portfolio. Don't let a market crash wipe out your savings, because it can happen to you, and it can also harm your family. Proper planning prevents poor performance, and we offer proper planning techniques at Asset Growth Associates to put time on your side. Call us soon by dialing 1-866-728-3697. We'd love to meet with you and help save your retirement. Right, Todd?
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, we come on the show each and every week, and we try to get people news that's probably not going to be covered in their normal sources where they go and get their news stories. And hopefully we're able to do that. And hopefully we're able to talk to people about how these stories are actually going to affect them personally. You know, the government's making it easier for people to go out and get loans who really can't afford loans under regular standards. That's probably a signal that 2008 might happen again.
And there's another signal. This past week, the Wall Street Journal had an article that the Fed is considering raising interest rates. So if they start bumping up interest rates, you know what that's going to do to the market, right?
That's going to maybe give the market a little moment to pause. And interest rates, raising of interest rates also makes it harder for guess who else to pay their bills? The federal government. All that quantitative easing, all those notes, have those interest rates go up too. And all of a sudden, there's no money to pay for any discretionary spending. So the Democrats will lose all their power on all their giveaways and goodies that they give away. So what's their only solution? We need to raise taxes.
And take more power away from the middle class.
That's it.
Middle class is a threat to a tyrannical government.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you better take steps in your investing to protect yourself. That's why we give the invitation. Give us a call, 409-840-6900, or toll-free 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. Gene and I'd love to meet with you, talk with you about what's going on in your retirement plans. All right, when we get back, we're going to close the show. I'm Todd Hickman along with Gene Valerani. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to News Talk 560 KLBI. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman along with Gene Valerani. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend. We bring you the latest and greatest financial news and political commentary We'd love to hear from you this week. Give us a call, local to Beaumont, 409-840-6900. You can also reach us toll-free, 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT. And, of course, visit us online at SaveMyRetirement.com.
When we watch newscasts featuring politicians like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, or Charles Schumer, always scolding their fellow Americans about not paying enough taxes or not being charitable enough to those people illegally entering the country, they're really trying to embarrass the American people into believing we either have too much or we are too selfish and not charitable enough. But when they say those things, they're being hypocrites, taking your money and wasting it or using it to buy votes or more unnecessary social spending is not charity. Like the scribes and the Pharisees that drew the ire of Jesus when he warned us not to be like those in long robes who always expect the best seats at religious services or feasts, while at the same time devouring widows' houses or pretending to pray because, as he said, these will receive greater condemnation. Hey, I didn't say it. Jesus is the one that said it. And that goes for a lot of us, Todd. We need to look at that good book every once in a while and put ourselves in the middle of it. You know, what did Jesus say another time? He said that we talk about the speck in our brother's eye without looking at the board in our own eye.
Yeah, the plank.
Yeah, the plank.
Yep, it's, you know, we have to understand that we should do a self-itinerary before we do a check on anyone else. That's always a good idea. But this idea that you're somehow greedy if you want to keep what you worked hard to create, but somehow it's not greedy for them to demand a portion of your sweat as, you know, as payment for their, for your continued existence is just beyond reproach. All right, I'm Todd Hickman along with Gene Ballerani. We appreciate you listening. And just keep the faith. Just keep the faith. God bless you.
This is Gene. God bless you, and God bless all freedom-loving Americans everywhere.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.